American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
We have another major issue coming up.
That's Dr. Mike Apley. He's with the College of Veterinary Medicine, Kansas State University. He's also president of the American Association of Bovine Practitioners, the AABP, talking about things around antibiotics.
What the FDA, Center for Veterinary Medicine, is going to be saying about antibiotics that are used with no defined duration of treatment in the feed. We also have issues with how we're going to monitor antibiotic use that we'll be right in the middle of, so we'll stay hooked with that.
They're also focused on ethics.
The committee work in the AABP is huge, and I think we'll be seeing more than a few different position statements and policies being brought forward that'll serve as focus for discussion by the members. And that's one of my goals, is to make sure we're not only involved in those discussions nationally and internationally, but that we serve as a place where our members can discuss this freely and see what other people are thinking to help form solid positions for our organization in these areas. So those would be my goals, to make sure we move along on those.
And Apley said that the AABP is very deep on leadership.
You're absolutely right that the organization moves based on a very, very good executive vice president and staff, and an executive board and a volunteer board of directors from 13 different districts that really, really make things happen behind the scenes. So it's just a pleasure to be able to have a year to be the official leader, but everything that happens is truly due to the staff and our volunteers.
That's Mike Apley, veterinarian of clinical services at Kansas State University and also president of the American Association of Bovine Practitioners.
Scott Yeager with the Environmental Council at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association on working with a spectrum of environmental groups.
The way I look at environmental groups, there's a spectrum there. There are groups we can work with, and we do work with, that we can get on the same page with. And they definitely exist, and we definitely do work with them and want to work more with them. Then on the other side of that spectrum, you have organizations whose sole job is to litigate. Earth Justice is one example of that. They are attorneys, and they litigate. That's their bread and butter. So for a group like that, that's one that you're just not going to have them see the light at the end of the tunnel. But, you know, for the ones in the middle that maybe are on the fence that are trying to decide between, do we sue or do we work together with these guys? Yeah, absolutely. And we welcome that engagement, and we try to engage as much as possible. But oftentimes we're put in situations like this where we have to react. We get hit with an adverse court decision that's going to put our guys in jeopardy and having to report this stuff. And then all of our time is spent trying to fix that problem instead of being able to be proactive and try to work more with these groups. So it's a tough situation, and it's a double-edged sword at times. Where do we put our resources to get the most impact to help our producers? And oftentimes it's trying to fix things like this, where environmental groups litigated and put us in a bad situation.
He says the Environmental Council's efforts continue to influence policy and hopefully will approve a top priority in the next Farm Bill.
You know, the hard part about anything in the Farm Bill is, where does the money come from? Foot and Mouth Disease Vaccine Bank, that is an issue that we're working through, and we're finding ways to fund that.
That's Scott Yeager of the Environmental Council of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.